Essay, The Gatecrasher, by Mike Duane. Have you been up close with a wild animal? I have. I was toweling down my legs on the beach when I felt something land on my back. Something light and, I was pretty certain, with four legs. I shot a glance back at the rocks behind me. Nothing. Perhaps I had just imagined it. Besides, I was distracted in trying to keep the baby from shoveling sand into his mouth. I returned to my business when, almost immediately, I felt it again. There was no mistaking it this time. I saw him before he could make good his escape. A chipmunk with full, fat cheeks and a big, bushy tail. I had never seen one in the wild before, as we don't have chipmunks in Ireland. I was on a family holiday in the Canaries, a chain of islands off the African coast, but a territory of Spain. The islands are a favorite holiday destination for northern Europeans, drawn by the sun, sand, and sea, with temperatures in the high 20s guaranteed year-round. The islands are also popular with the Spanish themselves, who go there to cool down once summer temperatures on the mainland head towards 40. The islands are barren and volcanic, incapable of supporting much beyond cactus and scrub, and that makes the humble chipmunk pretty much the biggest wild animal around. Only they are not that wild. So used to people are the chipmunks that they gather at the beaches to be fed by tourists, and this one seemed determined to gatecrash our family picnic. I have a friend who claims to have once been evicted from an onsen in Nagano by a particularly truculent troop of Japanese macaques. I don't believe all of his story, but I have seen photos of the snow monkeys enjoying a nice soak. I sometimes wonder who discovered the pleasures of a hot spring bath first, the monkeys or their human cousins. But in English, to ape means to imitate. I am not sure if they enjoy onsen tamago, but I have heard that Japanese macaques vandalize parked cars to get at the food inside. Wild bears in the USA have also adapted their behavior by wandering into towns to forage in rubbish bins. Unfortunately, many are shot as problem bears. Those who fed the bears in the first place are never described as problem people. Contact with humans can change animal behavior, often to their cost. The contact also changed my 3-year-old boy, who was much happier to share his potato chips with a chipmunk than with his dad. He sulked when I interrupted the feeding session. I might be a spoilsport for now, but I hope to one day explain why it's often better to keep a safe distance from animals.